Hollywood is infested with this. School you can stay in your delusion.
You can stay in your crib. You can
their fault.
Find the alligator.
Woo!
And the rocket. Yeah. Tell everyone how nice they are. I don't know.
Everyone is a traitor. Almost.
Everything was fine. When I asked you, all was divine.
Yeah, you're right. Stop it.
Repetition.
You're deluded. Deluded. You're deluded. Why do they all stare?
Because you're targeted.
You made me into a pariah.
That's right, gaslighting.
Because I wouldn't lie.
Exactly right.
You made me an outcast. Because I wouldn't be your little bitch. Your little bitch. You made me a liar because you all lied.
You can't. This is just going to go on forever.
Okay. No, I'm not saying that. We help them just doing exactly what we're talking about. This fellow that I want you to meet, he has gone into the local towns. And, you know, when you drive into a town, it says, welcome to. He says there's pedophilia squirrels, like two-tone paint in the signs. So the people who come into the towns know whether that town supports pedophilia or not. We got to wake ourselves up because the people in charge aren't going to tell us what's going on. You had Allie Carter on. I was almost like epileptic, nodding my head to everything she said about the school systems. I was working with a mother who recently, the Children's Aid Society basically stole her daughter. I submitted a tape on a Thursday night. There was supposed to be a motion on the Monday. We've got all this recorded, affidavits, everything. So the Monday, the woman went to court. The Children's Aid Society never even told the judge that they had got a recording saying the girl was saying that she was being touched and hurt by her father. So then the mother comes out. We've got this, Stu. We've got this nailed down. But people don't care anymore. They're willing to give up their lives if they have to. They got nothing to lose.
Well, they're demonic. They're Satan-worshipping demonic people that want to mutilate our children.
So the second day though, when the Children's Aid Society lawyer comes out of the courtroom, the mother comes out, she's distressed. The Children's Aid Society lawyer comes out and goes like this. I thought she was crying. She was laughing at us because they got the daughter with the father. The girl went from school in the morning from the mother's house, went straight to the father's house. And the mother could never have anything but supervised access. The whole system is like this. These honeys need to be taken out. It's only a job for them, but it's personal to the families they destroy. So I'm trying to say this with as much passion as I can, that people understand the whole system is designed to grab your children. It's estimated 60,000 children disappear in Canada every year. If you take 60,000 divided by 365 days, divided by 24 hours a day, by 60 minutes, every minute a child disappears, where's the Amber Alerts? We don't know that children are missing because it's all done legally. So we have to understand the game that is being played through the universities. I've got these little pedophiles. They're all that work at the universities. And some people might say I'm homophobe. No, when you have to lie to try to get a child to have sex with you, it is pretty sick. So this is off Ben Levin's website. So engaging students through effective questions. Why do we use the same word love to describe what it feels for family members and also to describe romantic feelings? That's one of his questions. The next one, if you were alone in the house and the phone was disconnected and a robber was coming, what would you do? So he's grooming the pedophiles with this, saying this is what you ask them. So if they take off when you advance on them, you know they're under the bed. This is going to torture them. So our pedophiles aren't smart, but they're clever. So we had a report, Kathleen Wynne's report, It's Never Okay. She reported, this is the last premier who...
Well, I'm not sure what happened on that broadcast of Stu Peters, but he's like, to me, he's like a guy that sort of recently, you know, relatively recently woke up to this, and he's completely outraged. You know how it is when you find something out, and he's like, you know, he's just not going to let it go, and I don't know exactly what happened to... Oh, I guess that was out of email. I see. So what I did is there was other information there. There's other information there. But I think I've pretty much lost the, what happened to it? I lost the show. Okay. Rumble. Yeah. There was, some information about, well, first of all, greetings in the name of the Most High. Let's get this out of the way. All glory to God. Every day is another gift from God. It's all glory to God. And if you do well and things work out for you that day, thank you, Lord, because it's really all glory to Him. Because you know you couldn't figure it out. I know I couldn't figure it out. There's no way I did that. You know, with half the things that happen, I'm like, there's no way I did that, you know. So he's covering some of the cooking with the lasers. And I just want to, you know, explain about non-lethal weapons. First of all, the non-lethal weapons they have now, whenever you see a truck, you know, in a civilian, you know, like marches, anything like that, with a big dish with a flat screen, it's not a dish, it's not like a satellite dish, like a flat screen type of thing, you know, could be an array, could be like a rectangle, it couldn't be a perfect square, and it can be a circle too. These are different weapons used for crowd control. Yes, they are using these weapons completely across the board, and they have all been photographed. I mean, you know, here, there, you know, all over the place. I think we mentioned that, if I didn't mention it, you know, it's pretty obvious the truckers weren't going to win, right? I mean, it was really the heroic display, but see, the government's going to use that as an example to roll out those weapons. And now it's not just about getting the bank accounts of everyone and draining, you know, stealing the money, which, of course, is why you would put them up to it. You put the truckers up to doing the demonstration so the government broke can go after the bank accounts and pension funds, which is the whole point. They're always another step ahead. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, not that the truckers are stupid or anything. There's nothing stupid about protesting for rights that just were taken away from you from a false lie of medical tyranny based on an ELE event, a kill shot to kill and murder us right in front of them while we beg them for acceptance, while we beg them to love us. It's, you know, the ultimate. I mean, and then if you are conscious, if you have awakened, which is hard to believe, because I mean, way before it ever even hit, you know, day one, not even an hour into day one, we called it bioattack. Not even an hour. Not even 10 minutes. It was automatic. So we knew that day that the mRNA vaccine that they're talking about rolling out, which they wanted to for years, we knew when they rolled that out, it would be the kill shot. The real weapon is the needle, the rape, the penetration, and then the insertion of this poison liquid, right? The ejaculate. I'm sorry to put it in those terms, but that's the way they look at it, okay? They put their seed in you. You see? It's a ritual. And then you die. Or you're sick. You're weakened. And they lord. They steal the power from you. And then they stand over you and dictate to you the terms of your slavery. And anybody that thinks anything that's true is targeted as a terrorist. And even that, there will be no end to that. And they'll look at all the people. They'll sit there watching the terrorists get round up on pre-crime, no crime, just, you know, you voted for Trump or something like that, rounded up and thrown away while the public cheers, get rid of the terrorists so that we're safe. Give me more shots. Please retard my child. Please rape my child. Please kill my children. Please penetrate my children with your poison juice. Please, 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 please kill my children. Please kill my kids. Please kill my friends. Please do what you want with me. I'll beg you. Here, take my child, but please don't hurt me. Take my friend, but please don't hurt me. Take my wife. Rape her all you want. Cut her head off. But please don't take me. Oh, hello, Americans. Wow, you guys have sure changed since World War II. You used to be sacrificed for God and country. Do the right thing. Man stands up for his family. Wow. Well, please go report to the office of LGBTQ and let them have their way with you, proving you're not a terrorist, i.e. homophobe. Oh, you won't give your children over? Then according to LGBTQM whatever, you are a terrorist. You think your children are being abused in the classroom? You're a terrorist. You think we're going to take your bank account? You're a terrorist. You think we're going to somehow take your rights? Put that mask on. Do not frequent small businesses. Do not talk about in a critical way about the health professionals that represent the U.S. government. The U.S. government is beyond criticism. And on it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. I'm going to render my show here. I'll put it on.
A lot of what happened to Justin Trudeau as a child. A lot of people say, well, they're born into it and they were hurt as children. It was wrong then, or it's wrong now.
Trudeau's a pedophile. Here you go.
So it's interesting when you have you seen the female operatives in high places?
Would that surprise you?
It was created by Field McConnell, and he goes around and talks about all the women in the Western world who are the handlers. It's supposed that Stephen Harper's wife, Lorene, is on that list. She's a handler. But I went through out of curiosity to see how many of these.
You thought it was just in Hollywood, huh?
Connections to Canada, and I think I got 34, 39 women. Had connections to Canada. And you know what they're all connected to? 39 of 92 had connections to Canada. So some of them are like Liz Cheney. So there's a Jane Fonda. There's Americans in this list.
Oh, yeah. Dickie's daughter, huh?
Why did I categorize it this way? I don't know. Categorize it. Pedophilia.
Got to read the Kathy O'Brien testimony.
LBGT, 14. Picton Pig Farm, 8. And I've got somebody I want you to talk to if you want to. He says Trudeau's connected to the Picton Pig Farm. It's amazing how connected this is. You know what that is, right?
Yeah. You know, it doesn't surprise me. And I just was talking with John Schneider a few minutes
ago.
I'll
be on my play a couple of snippets from this.
He's going to be on the air here with me coming up. And I brought this up because Hollywood is infested with this. Schools
are really? Infested
with this. All of the things that kids are attracted to.
You think Disney, so, Stu?
You know,
you think Hollywood is involved in pedophilia and human trafficking?
This is going back a year ago now. One of the first things that we focused on was the pedophilia that are being projected right out in front of the wide open to our children. So it doesn't surprise me that the people at the top
I'm not criticizing this, Stu.
Specifically,
I like his pure heart. He's new to the scene.
The people from this, and that doesn't surprise me either.
It's how everybody should act.
It pisses me off, just like it should you and everybody else. What does the average person do about this that wants to do something to stop this?
You can't. If you go to any of the higher ups,
you can't.
This is just going to go on.
You
forever.
Can't.
Okay.
We out them just doing exactly what we're talking about.
You can't do anything about anything. Do you understand?
He's gone into the local towns, and you know what?
It was already
welcome to
beyond your ability before you got here.
Home paint in the signs. So the people who come into the towns,
it's even beyond your comprehension.
We got to wake ourselves up because the people in charge aren't going to tell us what's going on.
Oh, boy.
You had Ali Carter on.
See, all this reminds me.
I was almost like epileptic, nodding my head to everything she said about the school systems. I was working with a mother who recently.
She's 100% correct, Ali Carter,
stole her daughter.
They say she's a schizophrenic.
On a Thursday night, there was supposed to be a motion on the Monday. We've got all this recorded, affidavits, everything. So the Monday, the woman went to court. The Children's Aid Society never even told the judge that they had got a recording saying the girl was saying that she was being touched and hurt by her father. Mm-hmm. So then the mother comes out. We've got this, Stu. We've got this nailed down. But people don't care anymore. They're willing to give up their lives if they have to. They got nothing to lose.
Well, they're demonic. They're Satan-worshipping demonic people that want to mutilate our children.
On a Thursday.
What's actually happening here right now with the Second Amendment? It is 100% under attack.
John
These
Schneider.
Marxists are coming for your guns. We can never give them an inch.
The Dukes of Hazzard
on the
guy.
Second Amendment. Or you'll end up just like Canada,
got a great
Australia
voice,
2.0, or the Kiwis Schneider. In New Zealand. God forbid. Right. How do we defeat this stuff, John?
Well, good people get in office. Good people get in power. You must. So if you have a burning desire, if your community is on fire, there's something going on in your town or your school that you disagree with, run for public office of some kind.
That sounds wonderful.
I wish this. But if we have control, it's not, if people have to remember, of course, 2016 was a big blow to them because they were supposed to start all this stuff in 2016.
That's right.
That's why I think they're in such a rush to get so much damage done in so little time. They were supposed to have had 2016, 17, 18. They're supposed to have all that time to do this.
I agree.
They
100%.
Didn't have it.
Yeah.
So when you look at Nancy Pelosi,
it's interesting,
what you
huh?
see is a.
Because we were right there with. Remember when Trump got in and said Hillary, and then
I got this
the nuclear war was called
so
off for a while.
Remember how quickly things changed when Biden got into the White House? They will change, can change. Just as quickly when we gain control.
I think a better place that we could send people is to their county commissioners, the people where the buck stops with this election fraud nonsense that they shouldn't allow in their counties. These machines, these internet-connected ESNS, yep. Dominion, Smartmatic, whatever it is, we need to get rid of them before this thing. We need to go to paper ballots. There is a paper ballot that's available right now.
We have to participate.
And let's
yep,
get
I'm,
these...
I'm all for that.
Let's get...
Then the last thing... was about the directed energy weapons.
Really, photographs of Senator Alex Ent and saying all along the creepiest part, these toddlers, and for them to say straight up, we can't tell the parents, we can't assure the parents that this is not going to harm their
And he also buttresses the...
I think...
And I know that you told me this before.
No. I will just cover the... that's all I'm going to do with that. Anyway, headache. Thank you,
There's
Stu.
Also a little bit of brain fog. You get very lethargic, very tired, very worn...
Thank you, Stu Peters. Well, you know, I like he's kind of a, you know, a young buck in a way, even though he's a little older, you know. But, I mean, he's, like, coming into this information within the last few years, and he's really pissed. And, you know, he wants to do so. He said, look, you know, can we do anything about the pedophilia? And the woman, you know, Sandy Glaze says, no, there's nothing you can do about it. And she's right. There is nothing you can do about it. The back in my childhood, hey, is there something on in there? Now the dog is going. They were so well organized that you would automatically be gaslit. And when you started talking about here, there, and, you know, it's like, you think your parents want to have sex with you? Is that what you're saying? Oh, that's preposterous. You know, you're explaining, you know, yourself, and you think their friends want to have sex with you or whatever. You think your peers want you want to have sex in the classroom? Are you being told to pull your pants down in the classroom? You know, and you sound like, right? You sound crazy, correct? Talking like that. So they do that when you start coming up with it, up with the evidence. Then they know exactly how much you know. And once they know how much you know, they can prescribe the right remedy. Usually the mental hospital, sometimes just death. But this was all organized before I was even born. It was like the world. Everything, everywhere, all the time, everyone. And nobody wants to admit that. You saw that, you know, you have Eris Paris Hilton coming out with a book. Now, I haven't read the book. I don't intend to read the book. I can't even imagine that she would even know how to write two sentences together. But look, the point is... she's talking about a background that I am familiar with in Beverly Hills and, you know, Bel Air and, you know, West Side, LA, all that. So she's talking about that background. She goes, well, they sent me to this school in Utah and I was abused in the shower or whatever. That's the summary I heard. And other things, you know. And, you know, her parents were outraged that this could have happened, and how could they have not known? And I'm like, what the hell is this girl talking about? She comes out of the Beast of Babylon. She comes out of Babylon. I mean, completely out of Babylon. I mean, she's basically Herod's daughter. You know? She's basically the daughter of darkness. And she's coming out saying she got abused, not in Beverly Hills, not at the beach, not on somebody's boat. Not at one of her ritzy Hollywood Hills parties that she would go to, or any of the any number of celebrity events that she went to with her buddies, but at this remote school in Utah. That's an easy thing to say. Now people say, "Oh, she's being sincere. Don't pick on her." I'm not picking on her. I'm just saying that the environment that she was in is. Pedophiles rule the world environment is child abuse across the board, expected, ritualized, and, you know, child rape, child murder, all that, child trafficking, all that stuff's been going on forever. It's all part of the club. You do it so you get into the club. Mom and dad are in the club. All my peers are in the club. All the teachers are in the club. In fact, the teachers are there to facilitate the ones that are slow to join to get them moving. You know, trap them into an event where they're surrounded with 15 bigger people than them. Get them on drugs, whatever. And then rape them. And if they talk, mental hospital, ruin their life. And if they seem to get it, that you can't fight the whole world, let them in. And then tell the whole world that they're one of you now. And that happens instantaneously, even before there were social networking. Everybody knew who was in and who was out. Who was a target and who was not. Who had permission to excel in society and who was going to be a derelict on the street whining, complaining, or having a placard that Jesus is coming soon. Repent. I.e., usually the mentally ill. At least that's how they look at it. It blows my mind that we still don't have the truth. Now, this woman, Sandy Glaze, was talking about how every city in Canada either has a certain symbols and paint to show it's a pedophile-friendly town or not on every town, and like they're marked. And they've been that way forever. This thing's been going on in our society before America was even formed. You heard of Young Goodman Brown, right? When was that? 1800s, whatever. I mean, you know, a long time ago, right? Way back when the United States was forming, there was Goodman Brown. Well, not that far back. Let's look it up. Anyone know the author? I'll save you time. It's Nathaniel Hawthorne. Let's see when Young Goodman Brown was written. In a long time, Yeah, I was right. Hawthorne with an E on the end. Okay, so he lived from 1804 to 1864. Okay? And so that was quite a while, wouldn't you say? And let's hear the famous short stories. You remember, he wrote The Scarlet Letter. He wrote... Was he a Puritan? I doubt it. He was inspired by, especially, The Scarlet Letter and Young Goodman Brown, says the, you know, he was showing how Puritanism, real Puritanism, had no place in modern, in society. Anyway, so in English 101, they would use things like Young Goodman Brown to conform the students. In other words, to show the students the futility of running away. Understand? The futility of finding out about the evil of the time and reporting it to people, because you're just reporting it to those who already know, who are gaslighting you into reporting it. i.e. there is no one to report it to. Just go along. Why is he running through the woods? Why do you suppose he's upset at finding out that everyone is out there in the woods doing these rituals? And they're all in on it. Not him. What was the story of the Wicker Man? Luring an outsider to be sacrificed to the gods of the pagan gods, correct? For the crops and the, you know, harmonious life they're having on some island. Right? And they had to get an outsider. It had to be just the right kind of person, in this case a cop, who's lured to the island, who finds out about a conspiracy that they're all in on, and who's telling people on the island about what he is learning, trying to find allies, but realizing everyone's in on it, and then he ends up getting sacrificed. Not burned at the stake, burned in the wicker. The Wicker Man burned up in the top, along with a bunch of animal sacrifices. Burnt offerings to the pagan gods for favor. So in a sense, this whole, you know, pedophile problem, which people don't really understand, it's a way of life that has been going on from the beginning of time. The networks have already been established. Those who go along with it are on Satan's side. And those who don't are either following the Lord or derelict, i.e. on no side, on their own side, which of course is a good way to get your, you know, crushed. I think the Lord allows us to be crushed so that we understand we are not to stray from him. The Lord allowed me to be completely broken and even crippled, you know, meaning, you know, damage done that can't be healed, so that I wouldn't stray, you see. And I haven't. Oh, people can think anything they want about whatever I'm doing or movies with nudity in it and stuff like that. They don't really understand. There's the real game, the real warfare that's going on is bigger than they can comprehend. You know, it's too much for them to comprehend. Besides, they shouldn't be focused on me anyway. You know, they should be focused on their own walk. It's hard enough to do your own walk. And they don't bother me one bit. I could care less. For those who are pure hearts, for those who are the real people, there's no church on earth that will accept you. There's no, you know, for that matter, there's no religion of any brand that will accept you either. You are anathema. You are a blight in their minds because you won't conform. Therefore, you need to be punished. You've seen how they do it with the vaccines, right? Same exact thing. You know, for not, you know, joining and, you know, giving your consent, i.e. your free will choice. You only get one. You got one chance to make this thing right, buddy. One chance. You got one chance. And what they want, the word conforming means, and I'll be very succinct, conforming means giving your consent to the people, to the club, to the group, to the cabal, to the organization that runs the world. It can be done in small groups, a PTA meeting, a church meeting, youth group, school, right? The classroom, the gym, a field, the beach. Can be done anywhere. Just so you know, when you enter into a situation like that and you're surrounded with people expecting you to comply and you don't, when having second thoughts, they might kill you. Because they're rabid. They're rabid beasts, these people. They're like, you know, you don't take the jab, look at them. You right? That's the same conformity. That you don't take the jab, shoot them! Kill them! Howard Stern. Let them die on the street! Do you ever think Howard Stern? No rebel there. No rock and roll rebel. He's just a mealy-mouthed ass-kisser. is all he ever was. And you can see that now, right? With the way he behaves about the jab. In other words, he is Mr. Conformity. Not Mr. Rock and Roll Rebellion. Not Mr., you know, anything else. No, you see, for them, the ritual is everything. And the only way to know about the ritual is to be beholden or underneath others who will teach you about the ropes. And this system has been in place, folks. Well, Howard Stern would tell you, I couldn't have gotten my job, if that's what you want to call it, unless I was in their club. I would have been a guy walking around begging for a dime. Maybe I would have been a wino. That's how they justify it. So the idea that someone in Beverly Hills wouldn't understand their daughter's plight in a school where they may have been abused in the shower is almost silly in its comedic pathos and its comedic, you know, truth. It just seems, you know, almost ridiculous. Like, who would believe that? You know what I mean? But apparently the entire world is uninitiated, a lot of them, right? Or they're looking the other way. They know of a thing, but they don't talk of it. They just try to, you know, avoid. And so no one ever gets to the bottom of it because everyone pleads ignorance, even if they know. So a book like this, you say, well, what is the purpose of her writing a book like that? You know, a book about being abused at a school. Right, to get sympathy, maybe, to get the wheels going again on her businesses, whatever. More fame, if that's possible. More fortune, even if it's unnecessary. You know, better parties. A compassionate, you know, maybe getting L.A. to start thinking about L.A.'s problem in this area. I would like to point out that Garcetti, the mayor of L.A., went to Harvard Westlake School, which is basically an indoctrination center for the New World Order, for Klaus Schwab, for the Great Reset, for the, you know what I mean? They're basically turning out woke commies at this point. You know what I mean? And that, it, or what I used to call Sodomy Central, right? Converting all the boys into homos and then having them marry girls that went to the girls' school, pretending they had, and then having children while they're really not sexually oriented toward each other, just for the purpose of kids and appearances. Oh, no doubt it. That's been going on for thousands of years. Thousands of years! Where it may not have been fashionable to be openly gay, but a secret thing. You know, fathers would make sure the sons were indoctrinated, all right. And so nobody would say anything about it, but the girls go along with it. Why is that? Because then the male is viable. He can make the money once he's gone through that, you know, gang rape. Now, I don't know how much more succinct I can be than that, do you? What, are they going to kill me now? For what? Stating the obvious? Do you realize the kind of damage these people do to children? First of all, many of them commit suicide. The ones that do survive are sexually turned into, you know, you ever wonder where people have fetishes come from? No, I mean where people want to be whipped and beaten and harmed, even dismembered or murdered or bankrupted or fail in some way. In other words, they're failures. What role does child abuse have in their becoming failures in society? Huge. It's everything. Self-esteem. If you live a life of guilt and shame by the time you come of age and are an adult, a functioning adult, everything you do will be sabotaged to fail because of that abuse that you can't deal with, because if you do deal with it, then you won't be in the club anymore. They won't want you. They'll try to sabotage you to make sure you fail. That's why you must have a relationship with the Almighty God. You have to understand your child. If you're not part of their system and you come of age, you belong to the Almighty. You need to get on with it. How do you become conscious of the Almighty? How do you even know? You ask God, did he make you? Is he the ruler? What's the plan? You know, you repent. You know, and how do you accept you? You don't accept Jesus. Jesus accepts you, and then you in turn accept him. That's the way it works. Many are called, but few are chosen, right? It's a choosing thing. But you see, you know, Charles Spurgeon put it best. He had a colloquialism, a little saying he said that sums it up perfectly. Well, something like this, you know, forgive me for butchering, but you know, we come into this world, you know, steeped in sin through no fault of our own. Listen, no fault of our own. We come into this world as sin. In other words, anathema to God. We come in here as an abomination to God through no fault of our own. But that God saves us through no merit of our own. Because it was through no fault of our own, it had to be for no merit of our own, you see? That's the only way it would balance. That's the only way it would be perfection. You probably never heard that before. I just saw it the other day. I'd never seen it before. I thought, what a beautiful little phrase. We come into this world as sin through no fault of our own. They say, well, a baby is innocent. No, a baby is not innocent. The sins of the father, we come in with, I don't know where our memories go, but I believe somewhere in our consciousness are all the memories of all the lives that we've ever lived. When I say that we've lived, I'm not talking about literal linear memory. Like I was King George, or I was so-and-so, I was, you know what I mean? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about almost like that we were all part of each other's memories, in a sense. I don't want to get too specific about it because it's very non-linear and it's no point, because even if you understood it, you couldn't comprehend it, so why even go there? Right? It's just another frustrating thing. So this, you know, fallen world would have certain rules and a certain hierarchy, correct? And the hierarchy is a pedophilia hierarchy, and that's what has always been from the very beginning. And it was sacrificing the children, you know, like you look at the Bible, you see Molech, you know, also the temple prostitutes would get pregnant in the temples. You know, the temples originally were, you know, in Ephesus and other places were for spiritual pursuits that would become orgiastic. In other words, there would be the pagan rituals were always orgiastic. And, you know, and these women would get pregnant. They'd have these, you know, right? And so those babies were then used to sacrifice to Molech. In other words, they kind of became breeders, in a sense, in those temples, the temple prostitutes. And, you know, there'd be a steady supply of babies going to Molech. And so that became kind of like the symbol of, you know, Planned Parenthood and all the rest of it. It was all about sacrifice. And, you know, they believed that a steady supply of babies would keep the basic civilization going. That if they ever cut back on human sacrifice, they would lose what little they had. And that's been the belief since the dawn of time. In fact, we live in an era which is, you know, seems free of human sacrifice, but in America, everything is double-double, right? Everything's big here, but the lies are even bigger. So while the sacrifice is going on, you're being duped into thinking it couldn't happen here. Disneyland is programming you into accepting, you know, the basic perversion but you're still thinking that there is no perversion, that everything is okay. That would never happen here. This is America, and I got to go watch football, and everything's fine, not knowing they got you by the nose, right? They're pulling you by the nose. They're pulling you across the river of death to your own death, which will happen very soon. And you'll be just like weighed in the balance and found wanting. You know, you had your chance, right? You had your chance to get out of here, and you blew it. And you wound up just drowning here, drowning in pain, suffering, death, evil, betrayal, bloodlust, blood sacrifice, pedophilia, rape, and the rest of it. Now, why are children so important? Well, they're not important to me in that way. They're important to them. Why are we missing 800,000 children a year, even more? Who has an appetite like that around the world for that many children? And it's like, well, the powers that be that run the world have an appetite for that many children. And, you know, those children will not, you know, let me put it this way. They're never going to go home. There's not going to be an Amber Alert. The ones who are coming across the border, the little babies and stuff, you see them being separated at the border, right? And they're being, you know, they're being groomed to be basically killed. You've heard about adrenochrome farms, right, where they keep people for the to sacrifice them, to harvest the blood so they can feed it to these perverts that run the world. You know, these guys and these elites, they just think you're too naive to ever get it, that you could never wrap your mind around just how evil they could be. Just like you'd never think that Fauci was like, you know, Lenin or Stalin or something, that he was murdering you while giving advice on CNN. You would never believe that he's consciously murdering you, would you? Yes. Well, not you who are awake, but I would say in general, people don't believe it. He's still on television, as far as I know. So the public doesn't believe that he would kill anyone. Not understanding he's part of a large psychopathic eugenics program that's intended to be an extinction-level event in the whole world and has already started, has already killed millions of people, and they're just sitting there, you know, providing the means for you all to die, and people are not overthrowing them. They're just standing there going, yes, master, they're already slaves. This is what Jesus warned about. He said, when I return, will there be any faith left? What he means, of course, is, are all of you going to comply? Are you all going to conform to Satan's world, his upside-down world that's only a temporary manifestation of reality and serves as a test for God's people? If this is not a test, what is it? Well, from their perspective, it's like not an ant farm, but a breeding farm. They want you to breed, right? Because sex is like, you know, eating and sex, that's like 2/3, and sleep, right? Is that 3/3? Eating, sex, and sleep? Isn't that like, you know, basically what people's lives are? The sex drive being sublimated into what activities, romantic activities, whatever. But the point being that, so basically from their perspective, they're feeding you because you will breed. And then they're harvesting the seeds, the DNA, the cells, the tissues. And they're using that for themselves. Isn't that the purpose of Earth? Isn't that what we're... I'm going beyond the conspiracy theory. I'm going beyond all the point of view of human. Let's get the point of view of them. Let's get beyond this, you know, human angst. Yes, I don't like it. Yes, it's scary. Yes, they're going to kill us. What's the next step here in understanding? Well, what is it, Seth? What is it exactly? And I'm like, well, I'm drawing something here that it isn't for our benefit. though we do have a free will choice when we come in. You know, even on TV, I saw this little billboard thing go by. It said, it's your choice whether you get vaccinated or not. They're urging you to do so. They're going to take away everything you own if you don't. They're going to torture you. But still, they don't force you. Why? Because it's part of the overall scheme. Okay, from God's point of view, what is the purpose of this whole thing and having the bad guys in charge and having all that? It's the purpose would be for you to exercise your free will in a life that you've been given. To make a choice. A test of loyalty. A test of character. But don't worry, it's only temporary. Could we uncue the dog, please? That's getting pornographic. So, from the perspective of the bad guys, it's basically, you know, a science project. You know what I mean? It's all about humans in captivity breeding. You know what I mean? Having a human farm, if you will, and then harvesting the seeds, the tissue, the seeds, the harvestable things. To use where, I don't know, wherever they go, other planets, I don't know, who knows where. Okay. From God's perspective, it's about, you know, being here unfairly judged as sin with, you know, the opportunity to leave, you know what I mean, as a child of the Most High God. I mean, do you take that or not? You know, what do you choose? You actually have the right, because of God's, infinite love for you, that he's given what no other sentient being has, and that is a free will choice of, you know, choose this day whom you will serve. But it's hard to comprehend, because if you see yourself as innocent to begin with, then you're going to see, you know, whoever the god of this world is, as evil. Of course, you know, the overlords we have are evil, of course. But you're not going to see God, because you're going to blame God. You're going to say, why would he put me here where there's nothing but pain and suffering? Why would he do that? Why would he create a world that's all pain and suffering? You know, because, and the guys that you see online who are Antichrist or say, you see, that proves it's an evil God trying to trap you here using these demonic forces to keep you enslaved, and he never intends to let you go. But the real God, yourself, your divine self that is divine, is above God, they'll say, and has the ability, through connecting to your divine self within, through that connection and that breaking of the programming, connecting with your own inner divinity, you can escape this karma. How many believe that? None of you. Well, that's perfect, because I don't believe it either. You know, I think there's a lot of people, though, who think that's a fallback position. In other words, they can whoop it up as Satanists, you know, when they need to, for social preservation. What does society think when you're not satanic? They think you're a terrorist. That is completely true. They want you to not only know what a nod and a wink is, they want you to understand the language, the sign language, of eyebrow movement. And, you know, nods and winks and nudges and cues. They want you to understand how it works, how all the conversations are held symbolically and with double entendre. They want you to learn the double entendre, you know, that everything has two meanings. Everything has multiple meanings, especially the way you deliver it through your mouth and your eyes. And they want to make sure that you know how to communicate back and forth, especially when you're around some of them. And you want to talk about them in the third person. And if you did, they would catch you. So you have to invent a language to be able to communicate what you're going to do to that person who is not conformed, who has the nerve to, how are we going to ruin him and steal what he has? Maybe kill him. Don't forget to laugh, or they'll suspect you. And they might even check up on you. Step out of line, go get bored again, anything like that, they'll hunt you down to the ends of the earth. In fact, their entire life, their entire reason to be, raison d'etre, reason of being, their entire breath, hope, mind, is you. Their entire world and dreams and ambitions is wrapped around you. It's all you. If you all fled to another place, another location, they would follow you and move in, or they wouldn't want you to operate anything without them infiltrating and eventually taking over all institutions on earth, all government, all teaching job, everything. And if you try to move away to a deserted island, they will follow. They have no other job or no other existence except your existence, you. And they hate you at the same time. It's uncanny. It's hard to understand. You know, it's hard to understand why people would do that. But once you understand it, then you realize, you know, since they're all exactly the same. No, I mean, they could dream of being a fireman or a, you know, an astronaut or, you know, a famous basketball player or an actor or whatever, their little fantasies. It doesn't really matter. They're all the same. There's like that guy in The Matrix, the same guy. And they're all policemen, right? They're all like undercover detectives. And they're looking for you. They also feel the closer they get to you, the more they get to control you, the more power they get. And it's true, they do. They get power. But it's off your back. That's your power. They're stealing it from you. And they know how to do that. Just get close to you. And then usurp what's yours. Usurp your power. For themselves. But it's okay. The world is so stupid. It's easy. It's like taking candy from a baby, they'll say. No big deal. These guys that are naive, they're so naive, they get robbed blind, they don't even know it. Half the football team sleeping with their girlfriend, they don't even know it. They're being laughed at, and they join in the laughter thinking, you know, we're all laughing at something. They don't even know that they're laughing at you. They're laughing at the target, which brings me to the case of targeted individuals. All targeted individuals are considered schizophrenics and need hospitalization. Period. And if you see people, who have that attitude about targeted individuals, the best thing to do is flee. But it's true. The whole gaslighting thing that goes on with, you know, targeted individuals, the whole supernatural gang that gets formed, the gang stalking, a lot of it, half of it's supernatural, half of it's mechanical, and they work together to create mind-blowing scenarios that are, in their very inception, supernatural. Because they couldn't be all everywhere all the time with perfect intel like that, unless they were being informed or hooked up to the omnidimensional presence or whatever that has all that information bubbling right there, and they get hold of it, right? They get fed, you know, in thoughts and pictures what to do next, and then they have to do it, because if they disobey, it's off with their heads. If they don't stalk you, it's off with their heads. Well, now, though, it's taken another turn. Now they're just mass applying non-lethal weapons. They've got little weapons they could dial in, you know, a magnetic frequency and cook you in your room. Sure, that's, they've had that for quite a while. But I mean whole cities. Whole regions of a country. The entire earth can be cooked to death. And if you talk about that, you know, you're schizophrenic. You're hearing voices? Well, of course I hear voices. When I replay memories in my consciousness, I could, you know, kind of hear those voices as we replay events in our lives. They're not the same as regular audible voices, but sure. Well, then you might be a schizophrenic. No, I'm not a schizophrenic. That's just a, you know, an opinion. It's a, that right there is a political opinion. But we understand what politics means to this beast. Politics means to this beast a way of adjudicating and a way of killing. Period. All they want to do is kill you, but then they also want to harvest you and take advantage of what you have to benefit them. And that big harvest couldn't happen unless it was legal to murder you all. Well, we've done it. I have successfully once again outlined the entire scope of reality. Now, does the awakened presentation equal the presentation I've just given? Are we at parity yet? Is everybody on the same page? I'm pretty darn close. It's just that people need to think, you know, more layers are involved. It's not just the simple, pure-hearted yes, no. It's yes, maybe, yes, 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 yeah, I don't know. Let me think about it for a while. The other side is the same thing, only, you know, let me take this bag here. I've gotten half into this other world. Okay. So young Goodman Brown, Stu Peters waking up to the pedophile world and saying, there's got to be a way to stop it. I can tell you when it's going to stop, folks. It's going to stop when Jesus Christ stops it. God will stop it. I think the Lord is just happy that we're, you know, when I started this 20 years ago, people didn't believe me at all about anything. Nothing. They laughed at me. But see, I was already ready for him. But you know what happens? You know. I'm I'm going to tell you some stuff here about the future. Okay. Let's see here. I just want to play a little. So here's what happens. Just having a little fun. I want to get into the voices in a minute. Not voice to skull, voices.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days
got worse,
and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed.
Tell the gas light again.
You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away.
Basically, this is like the mind of a serial killer.
To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, haha.
Anyway, how do you turn this off?
Take me away, ho ho.
Okay.
I got on my knees.
Well, no, that's enough. When I was a kid, this song here was pretty prominent. We laughed at it, but you know, now that I hear it, you know, obviously it's very silly. It's about a dog leaving, ultimately about a dog leaving his owner or whatever. And you know, but the thing is this. This idea of being laughed at, this idea of being, you know, belittled and laughed at, or being treated as somebody naive or someone that doesn't know the signals and the nudges and the nods and the cues. Someone that hasn't been raised properly. Well, the only way you can be raised properly, you know, besides getting 20 jabs, is to get, you know, is to basically be compliant and down with the whole idea of the way the world is right now. I'm being nice. And as long as you're that person, you're number one, a traitor to humanity, a blight on all the world, evil to the core, an abomination unto God. And those are the things that, how many people are in that category? Are literal abominations to God, abominations to man, abominations walking around out there, getting in your line, breathing on you at the supermarket, coming into gossiping behind, you know, they're being keyboard warriors where they're anyone that criticizes what the government or something, you know, is noticeably, you know, is automatically evil. But it is of, in my mind, I know that most people don't want to hurt children and most people don't want to, you know, join an evil system. Most people don't want to wait for innocent ones to spill their blood and to steal what they have. So here's the latest scheme, okay? So now they're stealing the money from the truckers, but now everybody is doing bank runs in Canada, and the banks are going, you know, going under because they're trying to get their money out before the government can confiscate the money, which is a turning the trucker thing into their own scheme to get money, which they have run out of. And this may be tried in Australia, where they're using non-lethal weapons and sonic weapons, neuro weapons, voice to skull, you know, you name it, they're using it down there. Mainly, they make people sick. They used them in Cuba not that long ago, Russia a few years ago. And you know, they're there to make people sick. They make people sick. They make people sick. They get burned. Their skin is burned. Their organs are burned. And how about, you know, these devices that can do those things are very small. You can carry them around yourself. Put it on a tripod. Aim it at people. Or if you like, get a more specific targeting device and just aim it at one person, a targeted individual. Then surreptitiously cook them while they don't know what's driving them out of their mind. And when they finally kill themselves, ka-ching, you get credit, but only from Satan, the beast, the system. So you say, okay, so the idea was to have us all here, but not have us understand that they know everything about us, but they are not us. That is correct. And they follow us. They set up our laws. They become our judges, our juries, our executioners, our politicians, our leaders, our celebrities, everyone, but not us. We are under their rule. And we're told that every once in a while we have to know what that means. But basically it means you don't know they're your rulers, but you obey. As in fact, that also means sex education with your children. You know, lightening up on all the morals across the board. The breaking up of the traditional families. Gender fluidness, meaning gender as an accessory to one's life. Because then the body will be the accessory. You see, bodies as an accessory to one's life, not some personal thing. You know, and on and on and on and on and on. And where does it stop? Well, where it stops is being conscious of being created, understanding we came in as a sinner, even through no fault of our own. And when we leave, if we are successful in being saved, it would be through no merit of our own. No merit, no fault of our own coming in, and no merit of our own going out. But I don't know what most people will do. I don't know what's going to happen to most people. I do see a lot of people that are naive and they don't know what's going on still. So we're saying, well, they need to awaken. And I see a lot of people awake, but they're not really keen on what the whole purpose of this is. You know, Mick Jagger in Sympathy for the Devil said, but what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. No, that's not puzzling me, Mick. Don't you love people that think they're smarter than everybody, but then they really turn out to be stupid in the end? This is Mick. And the boy, they think they're smart. They think they can play pussyfoot around with the devil and tell you all about it and take on the mantle of it and yet be free at the same time. not so fast, guys. You see, the Rolling Stones are dying off now. They're kind of whistling by the graveyard. They don't look good. They don't look long for this world, I can tell you that. And they're not. But the game of Satan is not hard to understand for a child. The adult wants to parse the words, wants to go, did God really say that, or can I get away with that too? Well, if that's the attitude, what can I get away with? Can I do that? Is it okay if I just do that one thing with Pornhub, or that one thing with, you know, Tito's vodka, or that one thing with, you know, well, you know, it's being honestly naked before the Lord and saying, Lord, is that all right? And no, the human, once you get into a human dialectic on it, you're going to rationalize it away to where you'll be drinking and jerking and everything else before you know it. And that's not what you want to do. Why don't you want to go there? Because the mind gets corrupted. If you're out there fantasizing about any kind of thing, especially fetishes, that's the mind killer right there. That's the walk killer. That kills the walking Christ. That's the door opener to all demonic. Demonic wants you to go fetish. ultimately just wants you to destroy yourself, to find a path of destruction. And, you know, there's a lot of wide avenues out there just waiting to lure you in. Now, I don't judge. We're not supposed to judge. And I got friends that are, you know, they got their walk and they're at their own level. You know what I mean? And and I'm at mine and I slip on stuff, and especially like drinking and things. I'm just, you know, trying to find my way, trying to do the right thing. And then, you know, trying to cope with all the pressures. You know, I know how it is. To be good, to be perfect is just, you know, easier than it used to be, but very difficult to really maintain it because things are in flux, you know. So, yeah, I understand all the excuses. I understand, you know, not to judge the other guy because your shit stinks too. And so it's just like, you know, but I understand the need also to observe yourself and the other guy and the other people, and just at least, you know, it's important to say, well, don't judge the pedophile. I mean, I remember my mother used to tell me, well, don't judge them. We had these conversations. I confronted her about this shit. I said, well, don't judge, she would say. I'm like, when people take innocent children, you know, lives or rape children, don't judge. It's hard, right? That, because we don't do that. So it's hard not to judge. It's hard not to, you know, say, wait, that's wrong. Stop that. And then they say, well, who's going to make me? And you look around, the police, no. Fire department, no. Military, no. Army, no. Government, no. Nobody is going to stop them. And then you go, well, how did it get this bad? That they can't be stopped. And I'm here to tell you, folks, they can't be. You cannot stop them. I remember Craig Sawmill Sawyer, what was his name? Craig Sawdust Sawyer, what was his name? Craig Sawyer, what was his next? Huh? What was it again? Craig Sawman. Sawman, Sawdust. Craig Sawman Sawyer, okay. And he was going to single-handedly round them all up. I remember this. And he got nowhere, really. I mean, he's brought a lot of people to consciousness. He's done a lot of good, no question. It's just the problem is way, 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 way too big and incomprehensible. We had a guy in Albuquerque that was trying to do the same thing. He found no less than 10,000 brothels for sex with kids. 10,000. It was very hard to believe that number, 10,000, but these are very credible sources. 10,000. Basically, whatever apartments, you know, immigrants with babies were in, right? That was another, right? That was another prostitution, you know, another brothel, right? Albuquerque's a rough place. You know, I think it's second or third, you know, after Chicago for being one of the most violent, you know, murder capital of the world. And that's because the I-40 and the I-25 intersect right there. And that's the supply route up from Juarez and El Paso. It's one of the routes, you know, are the 10 to the 25, up to 25 and finally into the zone. And it's terrible. You know, a lot of the kids that come across the border wind up being trafficked by, you know, the people that do the trafficking are at the hub. They're in Albuquerque or at the, where they're usually put on buses and shipped out, you know, out to, you know, whatever city. You know, Nashville, Chicago, you know, Dallas, you know, Denver. Denver's a big one. And, you know, from there, they're not taken care of. They all have pimps, and then, so they're all pimped out, groomed to, given drugs, you know, turned into little child, you know, little adults in child's bodies, prostitutes who have to then put out and, you know, will for drugs. Remember when we had that transgender kid that was going into the amazing Desmond, I think they called him, who was going to bars and doing like strip shows and stuff. Well, no, I mean, the reason I bring that up is because it's a child in an adult sex situation on our TV screens. So that's programming to accept. They're desperate for you to accept this idea of these images of prepubescent boys, let's say, with older men and giving it a pass. They're desperate to get that passed. And you can see the ones that are promoting it. You know, you see, you know, your favorite movie stars. Your favorite celebrities. They're all pushing it. I remember Sarah Silverman did a little video with, what's his name? That guy, oh, I forget his name. He's a comedian, a fat little fuck. Anyway, she's driving a van full of kids, and some 5-year-old kid or something in the back goes, "I need to pee," and she goes, "You can go in my mouth." This is on the video. And then this Patton Oswalt guy, the other guy, total pervert, he sees a 12-year-old boy and he goes, "How do I get me some of that?" And I'm like, you know, riding down the street in his bicycle, I'm down for some of that, he says. And so they were trying to push the pedophilia, which obviously they're very familiar with. It wasn't adults they were after in the film. It was kids. Sarah Silverman and Patton Oswalt. I guess that's his name. Patton Oswalt. And he might look like a nice guy as a comedian, and she might seem fine. I know she hates Christians, but I mean, other than that, she's like a comedian. You know? And it's completely approved of. There's a whole crew doing this little movie they're doing. This little skit. And then it's in the studio system, so they're all compliant with it. All the studio executives love it. So everybody loves it. All the agents, managers, everybody, finally, it's about time, Patton. Good job. Let's break the glass ceiling, buddy. It's just not access to kids. Kids do not, because they're kids, they don't have a say. So if you want, this is what the big point they're trying to make. So if I want sex with a kid, that kid cannot say no. Because I'm an adult, therefore my word is the order, and they have to obey, or they're going to get in trouble. That's what they're after, that level of power. Yeah. Well, no, I can tell you in the prison system what the ruling is. One of those fuckers comes into the prison, into the cell block. That guy won't make it to the first meal. And if there's cannibals in there, he'll be the first meal. That'll be the end of that. And they'll carve him up real nice. And that's basically the attitude. I mean, I've played in bands with guys in prison, and I've, you know, known quite a few ex-cons, and especially around music and stuff. And, you know, when you have to drive with someone for a long way, you know, they'll tell you stories, and you hear some just insane stories. I remember this one guy I knew, he went to prison for drug dealing, and the next thing I know, they go, "Oh, I'm so sorry, but he's been killed." Yeah, they knifed him in the cafeteria. Oh, yeah, I really needed, as if I needed that detail filled in. Of course I do. That's either there or the yard, right? One or the other. Or I guess there's a shower, but then that's watched more carefully. So, you know, and I understand that. And they don't care. They understand that there's a big stigma. See, in a lot of ways, the guys in prison are like pure hearts. You know, it's like, because they were abused as kids, a lot of them, they don't want to see it happen to another kid. If they do see something like that happen, they're going to step in because they don't care. They got nothing to lose then. You know what I mean? In a sense, they're getting revenge on what happened to them. But you could fully understand it. It's real simple. We as a society have lost our... Little by little, I see us accepting it. If we accept that, would you please stipulate? Please at least acknowledge that there's you have some inkling of understanding as to why nukes would be pointed at us. Do you understand? The idea of nuking the United States, do you understand why it could happen? Maybe it must happen. Certainly when it was taken off the table and Biden was found sleeping, the administration got it right back on the table again. Because they know they're already exposed all this Fauci stuff. They're already exposed with an extinction level event that they tried with the virus and the shots. They already know what the actuarial tables say. They already know. So they're looking for cover. So a nice juicy war that leads to a nuclear war, which would be there, which would get the same result done, a big kill off of humans. And they wash their hands of it and say, I didn't have anything to do with it, even though it'll be the United States that causes it and actually causes the proxy to fire weapons on us when it's really them using the proxy to fire the weapons upon their own people because they hate you. The government hates you. Slebtards hate you. Anybody in these that is ensconced in this system globally hate you. They humans need to obey, they need to take the shots, and if they can't do that, they need to be shipped off to camps. They have zero compassion and are extremely violent and want you dealt with. And you say yes to everything, or you should have a bit of money and everything stripped away from you. I mean, that's basically where these governments are right now, and you can't really fight them. Now, I kind of predicted the truckers would lose. And I don't think they'd lose in the moral high ground category. They definitely win there. But in terms of being up against, what they're up against is a huge machine, Canada. And the rebellion has basically been crushed. And Canada has shown no mercy, no understanding that people like that shouldn't exist. In fact, if you liked Trump at any time in your life, or said something nice about Trump in social media, let's say, you may have your bank account frozen, is what they're trying to say. So they're completely intolerant of any other view other than their own program. And if you don't comply with the program, you are to be a non-citizen, eventually to be cleaned up, killed, whatever. Now, you might argue, well, that's not human. Well, they've given up their humanity a long time ago. Can you stop them? No. Can they stop the truckers? Yes, easily. Can they stop the thing in Canberra, Australia? Well, it may be kind of difficult, but I mean, they're now using non-lethal weapons. They're frying the people down there. And the people, they're just randomly shooting these EMF rays into the crowd. And these people, God bless them. I mean, I love the lovely people, the people that we'd love to have be in a neighborhood with or be friends with or be on a picnic with or anything. They're fighting for their freedom. But the government that's tied with all the other governments in the world, they have all the tools. They got the money. They got the this. They got that. They got soldiers. They got modern machinery. They got non-lethal weapons. They have an array of tools they could use. They've been buying things like that that will quell crowds for a long time. They've got big arrays that will make everyone in the crowd feel sick. So, if you're there. Anyways, okay. Ciao, 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 ciao. I am, you know, I go over, I mean, yes, you know, they're going to catch up. They're going to really realize pretty soon that the entire world has been like this from the very beginning. And, but, you know, when you stand there in prayer with thousands of people, even if they're firing stuff on you, there is power in that. And, you know, I'm all for the truckers and the Canberra March and the whole bit. I just would warn the people that are using weapons against them to be, to maybe think about repenting. Do you really want to be seen as child rapists, murderers, killers, killers of your own people, killers of good people just wanting freedom? Do you really want to be seen as tyrants, go down as despots, criminals, unrepentant sinners, hate, abominations, just pure hatred in people? Just, you're just going to die as pure, as hatred personified. You know, the people that are doing the protesting would never kill you. I mean, if it got into a war, it would, but it's, if there's no war, they would not want to ruin your life. They'd want to discuss it, reason it, and they'd want to fight for freedom. And there's nothing really wrong with that. Right?
Draw.